Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shed. And tonight is Friday. This is our paranormal show. It's the 16th of July, so if you wish to call in, you can. We have a special sponsor on tonight, Kimberly, so she'll be with us shortly here. And our co-host is Sylvia. So let's do an emotional clearing here for everybody. And we're going to talk about the billboard clearing tonight. So it's changed slightly if you've been on it previously and you haven't checked it out in the last day. It is different right now, so you may want to bring it up and just go to the website, creationlightship.com, and scroll down until you see Psychic Billboard Clearing and bring it up and take a look at it. And then also have your BBS staff chat up also. So let's do an emotional clearing. So since today is Friday, let's do some emotional stuff for the week. So here we go. Think of an issue that you may have dealt with. I guess you probably dealt with it if you may have dealt with it because it's still with you. So here we go. Think of it right now. We're going to release it. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And let's do trauma. Here we go. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, let's do a sensory body for people, releasing energies from your sensory body, how you live on this planet. You need your senses. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll do the mind to heart drop. So this we do on most of the programs. It's also on the website on the very top, I believe. There's some free healings there that you can check out. The newest clearing that's free is the overwhelm clearing. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your, say, your awakening thoughts inside of your head. First floor is your heart center, where your spirit resides. So dropping down, and I'll just count from 10 to 1 backwards. It's not hypnosis. This you can do yourself anytime you wish. It's just a way to command the energy. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll bring on our co-host, Sylvia, and we can get Kimberly to come on, too, so you can invite her on. Great. Here we go. Let's have a party tonight.
So, yeah,
Sylvia,
party.
Over to you.
Hi, and welcome, everyone. And if you're new to this program, this is the Creation Light Ship, and the purpose of this radio program is to bring the truth about ascension and about what's happening here on Earth, and mainly to connect you to your own divinity within you and stop the search for truth outside of yourself. And basically, on Friday nights, we like to talk about sometimes paranormal types of experiences that people have had that they've wondered about and kind of look at those from an angle that I am pretty sure you have never heard of before. So you might get some insights as to some of the things that you have experienced. And we love to interact with all of you during the show, and there's two ways you can do that. One way is by typing your questions and comments on the fast chat. And you can just click on the BBS fast chat link, and that will bring up a window for you to type in your questions, and we'll try to get to them. We can't always get to all of them during the show because we don't plan this out in advance. We never know exactly what's going to happen, and so we'll just do our best. And then you can also call in, but first we're going to bring Kimberly on. Kimberly is someone that we love to have on. She's a wonderful, wonderful person and has done quite a few of the lightship clearings and just has some great insights. So we're really honored and happy to have her with us tonight to ask what questions she would like to ask of Ron and to see what we can get into. So welcome, Kimberly, and please come on.
Wow, Sylvia, that's a very wonderful, generous intro. I really appreciate that. I've missed all of you as well.
Well, we love having you on, and your energy is just always really beautiful and really heart-centered, and it just has a wonderful influence on people when you're around. So, I can't say enough good things about you, and I'm just so happy you're here. So over to you, and I'll just kind of take a back seat and let you and Ron get into what you'd like to talk about tonight.
Okay. So I'm very interested, Ron, in what's going on with the psychic billboard, the mind projection.
Okay, so I'll describe that to the new listeners, and the people that have checked it out may also kind of know what that's about. So what you have is a psychic billboard, and this is how your thoughts get imprinted for people to read. And this is how readers read you. People who are psychic can read your billboard. And what happens is when your billboard is transmitting something, you normally don't know what it's transmitting. And typically, it's being controlled by your soul family and also by your spirit wanting to complete what your physical body needs done to it. And also what maybe your soul family members would like you to do also to help them out to do a setup to cause people harm maybe in your soul family, okay, and maybe the other soul family. So just a way that thoughts are linked together and you become a preying victim on that. You become prey because you don't know what you're doing consciously on this billboard. So it's like a subconscious subliminal program that people read and follow, and this is why you bring people into your life. So we just created this a short time ago. I had a lot of nice comments from people. Some people were kind of wondering basically maybe how it works. So what you do on the website, and I'll just start it off with the original clearing that was up until, I believe it was the last day here. So we had an entry box, and what you want to do on that is to try to figure out what your problems are in your life, because those problems are being transmitted on the billboard so people can come into your life to interact with you, and that could be negative or positive. And from there, you may not like what's happening, so you have a way to take that off. So you just take your condition, your situation, and you print it with your computer into the type-in box there, what you want to have released from you, because you already know what your issues are. The next box is what you'd like to replace it with, and that's up to you. It could be nothing, or it could be something that you may want to alter in this subliminal plan of yours that you know nothing about, but now you're conscious. So the whole thing is to become conscious of what's happening to you in your life. So that you probably understand, so that's pretty simplistic, okay? Now this clearing is designed to be working in the moment. Now, what if the people around you are living in a different time-based reality? Okay, so you might kind of wonder, what is that about? Okay, so I'll kind of describe this. This is getting into our paranormal activity here. Have you ever more or less been invisible to other people around you? Okay, I think most people listening would probably say, yeah, I think that I have been invisible. I'd go into maybe a grocery store, and sometimes people could run into me, and I go, wow, what happened? And all of a sudden, you know, they realize that through this interaction with you that you were there. Or maybe, you know, somebody walks by you and they say they never saw you where you were. Well, what does that mean? That means that they're in a different time sequence. Maybe they're ahead of time, maybe a few milliseconds than you, or maybe they're behind time a few milliseconds. They could even be longer than that, but we'll just keep it really sick, really, really simple here. So I'll just say that they're ahead of you 1 second in time, and they could be behind you 1 second in time. So that's your future and your past, okay? So now if you print out your billboard and you want to make corrections on it, that's working in the present moment. But what if these people are not connecting to you in the present moment? Maybe they're behind time. Well, are you going to reach them? No, because they're not going to see you or see your billboard. And the same thing goes true of people that are living in the future. Are they going to see you? No, because your timelines are not going to connect to each other. This is why we added the two additional clearings for future and past, so that the people that are living not in the moment can still read your billboard. So this should enhance what you're doing just tremendously, because now you're reaching everybody as opposed to the few people that are fully conscious in the present moment. So, Kimberly, does that explain it to you? Do you have any questions about that?
I do, but it does sound like a really important gift that you're giving us to empower our healings and our clearings in relationship to other people, and also what we want to manifest through our desires. It gives us a lot more empowerment in altering these messages that have been hoovering around us and creating patterns that have had some undesirable effects. So I did try it. I could feel the vibrational energy changing. I haven't gone out into the world to experience the difference yet. I'm excited to try that, you know, tomorrow. And because I was wondering about how long it might take to realistically perceive and sense the effects, if it would be immediate or if it might, you know, take a few days.
It would be immediate now, since you're working with the three different types of energies, okay, which would be your future, present, and past. With just your current life in the moment, it may take a lot longer because not everybody is living in the moment. And another way of looking at it, you know, you have somebody who is possibly having a conversation with somebody, and maybe that conversation draws them into the past because they're having this conversation. So they're not going to be on the same timeline as you as they walk by you, okay? And so the person that's maybe walking by might be the person that you really need to connect with, but they're now living in the past in this conversation, and so they're not reading your billboard. And that's true of people in the future. This way, now, it's going to be, you know, transmitting to everybody. So I was kind of jokingly thinking, maybe I should probably put on there, to have your billboard flash, you know, with neon lights, you know, have some spotlights on it or something. But, I don't know. I could do that on the website, but it may kind of take it from being what it really is very, very serious into something that people may not understand or take lightly. But remember, this is what's controlling you. This is why people interact with you. Remember, they have to get information from you somehow. So you wonder, gee, how come I'm a victim in this role? What happened to me? Why did this person connect with me? What's going on in my life, you know? Well, they read the billboard, and the billboard brought them to you. Maybe somebody in their soul family read the billboard, and they said, hey, so-and-so over here needs this experience. You might want to call a spiritual lesson. And so somebody that you don't even know about from a different state happens to be driving in your state, and you get into a car accident. And you wonder, wow, why did this happen to me, you know? All different types of things happen. And normally what happens is these are negative events that happens to us. Like I said earlier, you know, I don't know if anybody's listening, but most people would like to think they could win the lottery. So I don't think anybody out there has won it every time they played it. And that's because, you know, the darkness here. And you're not really probably, the billboard is saying something other than that. Maybe the aliens put up a sign on your billboard that when you say I want to win the lottery, you know, it automatically turns the billboard off. Who knows? But, you need to get conscious control of that. And this is what this is doing, is taking conscious control of your life. And we are using the energy of the darkness. We are taking that energy that they gave us on this billboard for negative events, but we're now going to input on it what we would like to have in our life. So we're able to manipulate, we'll say, control the darkness energy for what we want to do in our life. It'll also work in the now, too, which is light. So it works both ways, in the darkness and in the light. So why not take full advantage of that to change your life, to give you a different set of circumstances, and at least you're able to now know what's going on. So what I say is just to connect with yourself, you know, find out what your situation is, what's going on in your life, why poor me or something. And then from there, type that in there because you don't want to deal with that any longer. Remember, you can always say, I don't want to do it, but as long as that billboard is transmitting that energy out to everybody around you and they're all reading it, you know, you have a very hard time to get out of your own way, and because this energy is controlling you. And it's very possible that going one step further, that maybe the aliens are also reading the energy and giving you contracts on that, too. I haven't got into that to look at it yet, but that's definitely a possibility. So the whole thing is, taking the abilities of what you have, changing your current reality, work in the now, and then also you can work out of time in the other realities, or working in time in the other realities so that you're able to cover everything from the past, current, and future. And as far as the manifestation time, I would say it'd probably be pretty quick since you're covering those three areas. You know, I don't see why you couldn't start to feel the pressure leave your body probably within a day or two easily. And then you can also fine-tune it after that and just see what you need to do to maybe enhance your manifestation ability. So I would look for results within probably, you know, a few days to a week just to see what's going on. And also check your billboard, see what's going on there. You know, it could be possible that because you changed it, maybe the soul family, maybe the aliens decided to put something else on there. So you want to keep looking at it and just keep sticking with that. And we do have, you know, that the soul family clearing coming up too, I believe, here. So that'll be a another clearing. I don't know if it's up this second or not. I know we're doing some testing on it. So anyway, back to you.
Either
Sylvia or Kimberly.
Well, with the soul family, they have this one opportunity to put a message on the billboard, and that's supposed to enhance your life here and help you, or it's just
well, ideally, it's supposed to help your body to heal. And so what normally happens is the billboard will transmit when you're younger that you want to see people with a physical problem happening to their body outside of yourself. So let's just say that your grandfather had his finger cut off in an accident, and you now are carrying that same genetic imprinting where it's a very high possibility it could happen to you. So in an early, you know, life, you know, maybe date, we'll say, or time, age, maybe it's 5 years of age, we'll just say, you start transmitting that you need to have a clue that you could lose your finger. Well, you may see people skinning their finger, hurting their finger, things like this, and we're supposed to say, oh, wow, this is something that's happening to somebody else. Do I really have this happening to me, too? You remember, this person is mirroring back to you what your problems are. But we're not taught that, okay? And so now maybe you get to the age of 40 and you had all of these clues throughout your lifetime and you know, your spirit and your body says, you know, this is very bad. You know, this is going to be coming into effect where you could lose your finger maybe at the age of 50. So now what we have to do now is to get your attention. So out comes, you know, the big 4x4, and, you know, it says, okay, now we're going to break this finger. So naturally, in your psychic billboard, it says, we need some willing participant to come out and to break your finger. And then they meet with you, your spirit, on your soul contracts, okay? and they decide how to play the role to hurt you. And you agree to all this stuff. And then you decide a time and a date, and all of a sudden it happens to you, and you go, wow, what happened to me? Well, it was in your billboard. And then you don't get it. You're maybe angry with that other person that you had that contract with because they made a mistake and caused you harm. So now you're upset with them, not looking at yourself, that you have this still stored inside of you. And so they set you up again. And eventually, maybe in 10 years, you lose your finger. And then who do you blame then? You can blame the person who maybe caused the problem, but really it was given to you about 45 years earlier as a clue. So this process is a way that you can take, control of your life by controlling your own billboard, but you have to be conscious that you have to heal your body also. So look at the situations that you're dealing with, and to get out of that, you want to know about healing your body, releasing the blocked energy, and that's why we have many, many clearings on the website to get rid of this DNA imprinting, which is what you're living through. And you're also able to change your reality. It could be a different situation that you want to change, but it's still with you. So you're able to take conscious control of your life. And this is the whole thing. Do you want to take conscious control, or do you want to have stuff keep happening to you? So when you're in the now, you're normally out of the loop, but most people are not out of the loop. They're strictly living in mind energy. And that mind energy is on your psychic billboard. So this is why I say it's much easier for you to change the billboard and get conscious control of your life and look at yourself and say, gee, what am I dealing with? What's wrong with me? Or what do I think is wrong with me? What are people telling me? Because they're all giving you a clue. And you say, okay, I should probably look at that. Maybe, five out of the maybe 20 people could be wrong, but, maybe the other 15 could be right. And then look at it and just see what's going on with you. And then from there, you want to eliminate it. And then find out, why you have that blockage. Ask yourself. There might be some healings on the website that might resonate to you. The self-empowerment clearing is very good because there's many, many issues there. So, you can get a clue there. But the whole thing is you can change your billboard, and then you can actually have a reality that you want to bring stuff into your life. Now, if you had your billboard completely turned off, then you probably will not be drawing anything into your life. And that could be good, too. But, you're still living here physically, so you probably still want to have stuff drawn into your life so that you're able to pick and choose now what you wish to experience. Other than that, you're going to be forced to experience the darkness. So it's up to you to change that and to bring forth what you want to have happen. And the bottom line is that you're still dealing with darkness energy because you're bringing something into you that's a judgment. But it's a way that you can manipulate and control the darkness so that it's not controlling you. And that's the positive thing on it. So I'm not saying that, this is the end all of everything, because you are using the energy of darkness to help yourself out, but we're still on a dark planet. So, you can't just put a bag over your head and say, I don't want to, live in darkness any longer. I want to live in light, because everything around you is controlled, especially by money. So you can't not live without money. And that's darkness energy that's running rampant here. So until that can change, or until, a lot of the population can change here and not deal with money, or to have a bunch of money given to everybody so that it's basically of equal value for everybody. Until that happens, we still have to deal with that energy. So this is the way you can work yourself out of it, out of situations in your life that you don't like. Maybe you've been haunted by something for, 30 years. Well, that's on your billboard. Please beat me up some more. I need to understand this. And you don't have to really understand it. You just want to get rid of it, and you want to clean your body out of it. So find out what clearing would work for you also. So back to you, Kimberly.
Well, it sounds like that billboard reads a little like our own movie script that we can write.
Yes, that would be your movie script, yeah. That is very good. And you're the star in all the different movies and all the different lives. Remember, you can have by doing this, you can have a wonderful way to manifest in maybe the future. Maybe you live in the future all the time, okay? So you can manifest in the future, but you want to be in the now. And so your future could be having a great life because it's out of in a different time sequence. It'd be like a parallel lifetime. So you could be in the future in a parallel life, you know, making all kinds of money. And you get those visions of things coming to you. Maybe you have lots of cars. Maybe right now you have an old broken car. But in those things, when you look at yourself, you go, man, I'm a great person. I got all this wealth and stuff, materialism. Well, that's in the future, like a parallel lifetime. You want to get it now in this lifetime. And that's the same thing, you know, as the past. So, you know, this is why you want to use all three of those clearings, that you connect all these to you. Otherwise, you know, we hear about people who dream a lot and they live in airy fairy land, we'll say. And that's because they're probably actually living there, and maybe their life is great in that particular reality, but it's not here. And this is what I'm trying to say is, you know, to take full advantage of that clearing, because it can help you bring people into your life, and you want to choose now what you wish to have. Remember, be careful for what you ask for, okay? So you always want to have discernment. Back to you, Kimberly.
Exactly. I pondered that as well when I was wondering how I want to put messages on the board.
Yeah, I had one lady talk to me a long time ago. I don't know. I knew about the billboard probably a good 30 years ago. And so this lady was using this process, and she wanted to get money in her life. So she put this on the billboard. And then all of a sudden, she got a car accident, got physically harmed, okay? And she's dealing with an issue that she could not get rid of because of the car accident. And, you know, she was going to go into this big lawsuit, you know, with an insurance company, et cetera, to sue somebody. And she was going to make the money that she wanted to have. That's what I say. Be careful for what you ask for, okay? Because somehow on her billboard, when she was programming this around herself, then all of a sudden, you know, she didn't realize that she didn't want to cause her body any harm. She just thought of getting this money. And so everything fell into place. The dark side got a hold of that and changed it on her, okay? So you have to remember that, too. So you want to be very careful. You want everything to come to you. And I won't say the word love and light, because the darkness does not understand love and does not understand light. They know about the light of the darkness, because they created that. They know about the light and love of the darkness, you know, both of those. So you want to be very careful. So you want to just know that what you're bringing to yourself will come effortlessly without physical body harm. So you definitely want to be careful what you put on there. And hopefully this is going to help you people out there listening, so you're able to take conscious control of your life and to be able to use the psychic billboard to help yourself. Because otherwise, it's running your life anyway. So, back to you, Kimberly. Unless you want to come on board also, Sylvia.
Oh, well, okay. I'll just come on for a minute and bring in a couple of questions on the fast chat. We have a question from Heal. It says, we change the billboard and they turn it off. What do we need to do then?
Okay, who's going to turn it off? You know, we turn it off?
I think she means the dark side.
Sylvia?
I think she's saying if we change the billboard by, you know, putting on what we want and then the dark side turns it off, what do we do then?
Okay, good question. I don't know. Just put it back on again. Remember, it's up to you to change that, okay? I doubt if they're going to really want to turn it off completely, because they still want to sneak some stuff on it, okay? So that's one of their main tools that they have to connect you with other people. So there's no reason that I could ever see that they want to get rid of their main tool to connect you in your life with other people to cause you harm. Remember, they live off your emotions, so they want to get that. And just think, if you won the lottery, how happy you're going to be. They'll live on that emotional energy for a long time. So they may not typically, you know, be against that, but they do want to cause you pain somehow in the process of everything that you've experienced.
Okay, great. And Everett is wondering what colors the billboards will be for each, for different frequencies.
Boy, I wouldn't even get into that, because the colors don't even go into the color frequency. Just know that you're putting nice text on there that's readable by everybody, and it's very clear. If you want to do a very simplistic entry in that box, so it doesn't confuse anything. Or you want to be very direct and to the point, because you don't want to cause your body harm.
Okay. Just got one more fast chat question, then I'll turn it back over to you and Kimberly. And this is from Ken. Welcome, Ken. And the question is, what is orb clearing?
Okay. What happened, I guess, about a month ago, I did an orb clearing. I don't recall exactly what program it was on, but we did an orb clearing. I think it may have been a Wednesday night. Either Monday or Wednesday. And people don't know what orbs are. And if you look at the orbs, you're going to see them actually in the movie Avatar. And the little things that are the jellyfish energy that kind of float around people would actually be the orbs. And they're kind of like a scout for the jellyfish that sits on the top of your head. This may sound a little far out to you if you haven't heard this program before. But that's the interface to the darkness. This is the way they plug into you. And so the orb energies that are the little scouts come into you, connect into you through like a little hypodermic needle, we'll say. You could use the word fiber optic another way. And it starts to connect to the cells of your body, and it brings forth the information stored in you. And this is how you get your dreams. This is how they alter your dreams and take you into parallel lifetimes. So this is what the orbs do. If you listen to the clearings that we have, you're going to find out, and also we have the pre-clearing online there, you're going to realize that orbs are not your best friend. They show up a lot where they have crop circles, and also they show up a lot for people who have UFO experiences, we'll say, which may not even be UFO, but regardless, it could be, you know, a spacecraft made on this planet. So they may not be unidentified. They may be identified. But anyway, where people have sightings, I'll use that term loosely, they show up there too. So I just think that they're just a tool, a way that the dark side connects to people, and they can alter your consciousness and cause you harm. So if anybody else would like to call in, and talk about orbs briefly here, since this is our paranormal show, if they had an experience doing the clearing, you might be able to shine some more light on this for Ken. But this is what it is. So these, to me, are negative alien beings that attach to us, go on and try the clearing, and the proof is in the pudding. That's the old saying, you know. If you feel better by having these things cleared out of you, then there's a reason for that. They shouldn't be there. So, back to you guys.
Okay. Kimberly, do you have some more questions for Ron?
I do. Somebody handed me a question. They're wondering, does the billboard change DNA?
Well, whenever you have a clearing, you are changing the past of you. And so I would say it will. It'll you know, bring in the RNA to change the DNA base of it, because you're just reprogramming yourself a little differently. Because all we are is a program that's running. This is what they attach to. So you are changing that, yes. Uh-huh. And so from my standpoint, once you have a clearing done, then you're able to hold more spirit energy. So the imperfection that we have inside of our body that prevented our spirit to be fully present as these energies come forward is what the problem is. Remember, when you're first born, you don't have any typical learning experiences because you're not conscious of that stuff. So you're in your body completely. And then as you start living life here, you start bringing up from your DNA life experiences, and it's probably on your billboard. So the billboard says, I'm going to be crawling tomorrow at 2 o'clock on the floor, and I would like the table to be in a certain location so I can bang my head on it. So you're crawling around at the age of maybe 1.5. You bang your head, and you go, wow, that's really bad. It hurts, and you're crying a lot. And then right away, since you hurt yourself, you did a skin problem, and that's when the orbs start to connect to you because they come in through the auric field of your skin. So each time you have a problem with your skin, a shot, a nick, a scrape, an incision, anything like that, a sunburn, maybe being hit, a tattoo, all this stuff is going to harm your skin and open yourself up to the orbs that come into you. And now that's even worse because now you have alien intervention with you. And this is why the eyes of a baby, as they get older, unless they're a clone, okay, are going to be getting darker and kind of more, glossed over. And you can look at anybody that's older at the age of probably 10 or so, and they're not going to look very bright. This is why a baby loses their beautiful auric field, because of dealing with their DNA. I'll use the word, the dark side spiritual lessons. Remember, because your DNA is holding you here, holding your body here. It's a setup. Each lifetime it gets worse and worse, so you have to clean it out. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, was to, in a sense, steal people from their sins. This is what they're talking about, cleaning out the DNA gunk to get more spirit with you. This is why they said you want to be innocent like a child. That's what you need to have for ascension. So it's all very basic once you understand it. So that's either one of you two there.
Okay, well, if I could just interject a couple more fast chat questions, and then I'll turn it back over to the two of you. So let's see. Ed has a question about who really are the guides that people speak of.
Boy, that's a good question.
I guess he's talking about spirit guides and that kind of thing.
Yeah, very, very good question. First of all, I would say that everything invisible is called spirit. The orbs would be called a spirit, too. But typically, the spirit that looks out of your eyes gets stuck into the reincarnation process, so it's not going to be here. So having a spirit of your grandmother with you or something like that, or Archangel Michael, that doesn't happen. So what you have typically, or Jesus or whatever, so these energies normally are going to be entities, which are ghosts, which are emotional bodies. And so let's just say that's probably about 99% of what people contact. And naturally, we'll just say that the channeler first starts off and they get a contact, a connection, okay? Divine connection, we'll call it, from the darkness, light of the darkness. And they say, man, who's talking to me in my head? And then all of a sudden they give you a vision of maybe Mother Mary. And you go, oh, man, am I blessed. I have Mother Mary coming to me. And naturally, you have no way to validate that except for what maybe you're sensing or feeling. And from there, you tell all your friends that Mother Mary connected to you. Well, that's the light of the darkness energy. Why? Because the light doesn't promote itself. The light cannot channel through anybody because the light would be in judgment. Remember, we have vocabulary here in words. They're not going to come through. This is why you connect to your own spirit. And so all of a sudden, this person gets the following, and they're channeling Mother Mary, and it could be any entity coming through. And it's not that the information is going to be bad. It could be wonderful information. Remember, you're dealing with entities that probably have lived in the spiritual hierarchy. Maybe you have somebody that's been an entity that's been channeling through 100 different people. In the last 10 years, we'll say, so they have good information. And they get the information probably from people reading books. So all of a sudden, somebody maybe in England reads a book on spirituality. The entity pops into them as Mother Mary. And then, they come into you, or you call upon Mother Mary to channel through you. So this guy goes, I'm using the word guy, okay, entity, a male entity comes in and goes, oh, this person over here in Minnesota wants me to channel. I'll use Mother Mary again. So now you come in, and it brings forth the information that I got from the person in England. Maybe it's a female. And now it says, I'm Mother Mary. I'll channel through you. Regurgitates the same thing. So all of a sudden, now you have the same information being circulated worldwide. And this is how it kind of works. So that's basically it. That's how I perceive the channeling. But the information can be good. But what's happening, you know, to the information, you know, and why do you need it? All you need to know is you want to get your gunk cleared out of your body. A lot of people like to go for that emotional roller coaster ride. And I have heard lots of channelers, and they write books. And, you know, for me, it's a kind of a joke because you got people who've been stuck here for probably 50,000 years or more writing books on ascension. Hello? You know, how do they get the information? They're still stuck here, too. But yet they got a book on ascension. Why didn't they get that information if they know so much about it 2,000 years ago to get the heck out of here? Okay? So anyway, I guess that's kind of enough of that. I think it's funny. Kind of in judgment here, but, you know, it's the truth. So, here we go. So, I hope that answered the question, Ed. So the guides are just people, entities that come in. They could be aliens also. And you know, the information can be good information. It's not that it's always bad, okay? And, you know, there has been people doing channeling where they said, geez, you know, California's going to fall into the ocean. Well, it's still here. Is it a possibility? Well, I would imagine so. You know, everything is possible in the darkness. So, you know, it is possible, but, you know, is it going to happen? Who knows? Remember, you're on a timeline. Is it a prediction on the timeline? You know, is the dark side going to activate that prediction? So people can read those dark side predictions, like the Bible code, and give you information on it. So that's kind of how I view the channeling information. And you might listen to it. There could be, you know, some truth to it. And if there is, use discernment. So I think we have a beep. I heard a caller come on. So anybody out there?
Hi, do we have either Kimberly or anyone else on the line?
Larry is on the line. Can you hear me?
Okay, we have Larry and Kimberly. Okay, Larry, do you want to ask a quick question?
Well, yeah, I wanted to follow up with Ron. He said share with Ken. So I would say that, Ken, the orb is an octopus, and they download a program and your personality, and they try to distract you and pull you out of your light into their program to give you a dark side agenda. But you have to release them to the light and get back to your light program and remain true to the light. And then I had a question for Ron about, can I ask a question also to Ron?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes,
Okay, then, Ron, is the new Earth, the eighth-dimensional planet, the universe, in the universe of light, or is it outside of the universe of light?
It would be in the universe of light, the new Earth in HD, yes, as we know it.
Then,
okay.
then all the planets in the universe of light, they may be eight-dimensional or maybe higher. Is that basically a general rule of thumb?
Yeah, when you're in that type of system, okay, you'd be only viewing 8D dimensional frequencies, okay? On the light ship, there's no dimension.
Uh-huh.
But to keep it simple here, you know, it's like saying, where are you going? Well, I'm going to go, you know, like from where I am right now to Maine, okay? So you know what direction you're headed, okay? So in different parts of the country here, you know where Maine is located. And to some people, it could be straight up. Other people, it could be straight over, you see? But still, you have a direction. So this is why people use dimensions. But on the light ship, it's all light. So there's no spiritual hierarchy or anything in a hierarchy of divisions in light.
I thought the light ship was like the eternal without a dimension, but then the planets
the light ship
of light
is,
and the universe
the light
of light
ship
are
is
all
in every dimension,
around the eighth dimension.
Everywhere.
Is that basically it, give or take?
Yeah, the light ship is in every dimension, everywhere.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see. All right. And then I'd like to get a healing on the mind area, the memory area, because I can remember the first thing, but not the second thing sometime. I like to remember that second degree of memory. If I can get a healing on that, I'd appreciate that, too.
Okay, sure. We can try that. What I will say first is the conference call. We're having the weekly conference call here for everybody. It's free to come on to the conference call line, and I'll give you the phone number. It'll start at basically straight up on the hour. I might need 5 minutes to get on, but it's 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. And normally we talk for about an hour or so, and I like the new people to come on, if you would, first to ask questions about the lightship healings or whatever you'd like to know about the lightship. So we'll do a, and if somebody could post on the faster, that'd be great too here. Here we go. Work with Larry real quick and everybody listening here to help out your memory. So here we go. I'll count to five, see what we can do for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have a question here from Carrie. Basically, any idea how many messages we have on our billboards? I would probably say that most people probably have about 50 of them. Okay? So you have 50 situations that you are attempting to interact with to help your body heal. Remember, it's all judgment. And so this is probably what's going on continuously in your life. So what I would do is first take the roughest one that you're dealing with, whatever that issue is, and try to negate that one by changing it and putting what you want to have happen in your life. And then from there, get the second one. You may not know what all 50 of them are, if you do have 50. But I would say that most people listening, or probably anybody, as you look at your life, maybe for each day, you're going to find issues that happen to you, okay? And it could be anything. It could be an issue driving. It could be interaction with people in the grocery store. It could be your loved ones interacting with you, you know, and these are all probably button pushing, okay? So when you have that button pushed, that's an issue. And where's the energy stored in your body? So you, what you want to do now is feel the body, and then from there you want to change that issue. And try to figure out what's going on with yourself. But you know, we program, you know, the most negative ones, and you're going to figure out what they are. Everybody knows what they are. If you don't know what they are, ask your friends. Say, you know, what do you see wrong with me, you know? You know, am I obtuse to you? You know, what's going on, you know? Because all your friends know your issues, okay? So then when they tell you that, then you can say, gee, I must be doing this to myself now. Not consciously, but this is what's happening, so I want to have a better life. This is the whole thing. You want to get a better life. This is why I strongly recommend getting that emotional clearing done. That's the main thing, is that you want to get yourself, you know, into a positive framework. It should be non-judgmental, but we're so used to dealing with negative things in our life. You know, crap always happens is another word for that. But, you know, it happens to us, you know, on a daily basis, unless you're in the now. If you're in the now, the stuff just falls apart. But once you get back into reality, then you see that things are not as beautiful as they would be when you're in the now. And everybody around you is probably not going to be in the now. So you want to live in their reality and mix with them properly. And you need these people to help you. So this is why I put the other clearings up, the future and the past, to get some help from other people. Because they will still help you. And hopefully be in a positive way. But remember, you want to do what you're doing so that you don't harm yourself. And beware of what you're, you know, asking. Understand that, you know, you don't want to have your body hurt. And you might look at the past and see, yeah, I had this situation in my life, and, you know, I had pain from this year. Or maybe you might say, you know, whenever I try to do something, my ankle goes out and it hurts, you know, and I want to definitely do this, but whenever I go there, well, that means you have blocked energy in your ankle. So I have to have that released from you. Do a clearing on it. You know, on the website, you get the energy out of your DNA. Find out what clearing you may need, and then from there, you know, change your blueprint, your program, because the program is brought forth from your DNA. This is how the dark side reads you. So whatever is stored inside of you, they're just bringing up. That's underneath the water. That's the iceberg that you can't see. What you've dealt with so far is on the surface. So we have, you know, many issues, and nobody's free of these issues, but at least now you're able to take control of your life. This is self-empowerment. And so this is how I perceive it. So I hope I answered that question. So, you know, work on the main ones. If you don't know what they are, ask your friends, because they're all dealing with the same issues that you are. Or just go out to lunch with somebody, or go for a ride in a car for a ways and hear what they're talking about. They're going to be talking about issues, judgment, you know, and ranting and raving about something, I will say, and that's the issue that you're dealing with. You have it and they have it because they're bringing it up. So get it out of your life. Change the billboard. Become peaceful. Okay. I guess whoever wants to come on here, either Kimberly or Sylvia.
Well, I wanted to just ask
one quick question from the fast chat, a clarification on the billboard clearing. And this is for when you, this is from Marie, and she says, to remove something on the billboard, do you use an affirmation or a negative statement? For example, do you say, I like, you know, such and so, or do you say, I don't want to have such and so?
I will just be right to the point, say, I want to have this eliminated. I now erase this program, okay? So I'll take control of it, just like it's a chalkboard, and know that you have erased it. You don't want to put it into the future. Remember, you know, you don't want to, you know, remember, all healings are a command. So once you put it in there that I now have this issue released, then you're in the now. I now have this issue resolved, released, and it's gone, okay? And then restate what you would like to have in its place. And it could be nothing. You know, maybe the first one is, you know, you think, geez, I'm getting $1,000 bills coming in the mail every day and I'm just flooded with all this money and it's, you know, I can't get out of my own way in my house and I have to start burning this money. So you put on the billboard, I don't want any more money. Okay? I'm sure that's not the case for everybody out there, but maybe somebody listening is, you know, and, you know, you might be overwhelmed with having too much money. Then you can do the overwhelm clearing, too. But remember, you want to connect with people who live in the past and the future, because you probably are living there, too, and these things fall upon you.
Okay, so let's turn it back over to Kimberly, because our time is running short here.
Sure. So messages are programs which become patterns that recycle through our lives.
Yes, that is correct. Yes. Your DNA is recycling through you, your thoughts of your ancestors. And when that thing pops up, it goes right to your psychic billboard. Having everybody come into your life to experience what you want to experience. Like attracts like.
I know we're getting short on time. I had wanted to mention how the blood clearing supports and enhances the circulation and rejuvenation healing you have on your website. I really enjoy that healing option as well.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful. And if you come on the call that we have coming up tomorrow, Saturday, and then the 8-hour call on Sunday, you get a free alien blood barcode clearing time for that for probably 3 to 4 weeks that you can go on there and work with the alien blood energies that are with you, the toxins and poisons and things. So that's included free when you get on those calls. So you can either connect with me on an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com, or just go on the website and pay for the clearing. It's $200 for 28 hours of healing. You can be absentee if you wish, no problem with that. And it starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's the first one for 4 hours. Then we have 3 back-to-back Sundays, 8 hours apiece. So for yourself, it's $200. If you have a person living with you, significant other or mate, they're half price. Or maybe you have someone else living with you also, they're half price. And children under 18 at home, maybe going to school, are free. And so are your pets and animals. So, hope that helped everybody. And thank you, Kimberly, for calling. We could probably do one more question here. I think we got on just slightly late, maybe another minute or two, if you wish. I guess we could talk about the Q&A tonight, starting maybe 5 minutes or so. 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009, and we could even talk more about the billboard clearing. But I think it's very, very, very important to do this clearing. That's only $20 a month.
Okay, well, yeah, thank you, Kimberly, and also Larry for calling earlier. And see, we have a question. Where does the spiritual, I think it's supposed to be hierarchy, reside?
They reside all in the darkness, light of the darkness energies, all around you. Remember, the darkness created energies for them to live in, to hide in. That's your soul family agreement. That's the other side. So they're all somewhere around you. And when you call upon these energies to yourself, thinking that you're bringing in light, then all of a sudden they'll come to you. Remember, the light's already with you. Like I said, the light does not promote itself. If you get any messages coming to you, it's out of the light because they're not going to come to you that way. You already have it. So this is why we do the mind-to-heart drop, to get you into your heart, to have your own connection to your own divinity. Never in your head. The head is where the spiritual hierarchy resides, connecting to the darkness. So that's part of the orb energies. And so if you're new to the program, do the pre-orb clearing, and just see if you feel lighter afterwards. You know, the proof's in the pudding, and you're going to figure out that the orbs may not be your best friend. So I guess we'll be signing off here. This is Ron Amatron. Our next program is tomorrow, which is Saturday at 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock Eastern, and it's time to go to the light ship, Saturday night live on the light ship. We go there for probably about 10, 15 minutes for healing. So hope you all come on, and we'll see you probably in about 5 minutes. At least I will. I need to decompress a little bit here before I get on the call. So 646-519-5800. So see you later, everybody, and blessings. Thank you all for coming on and listening, and I hope you have a wonderful evening if you don't come on the call. So blessings. See you later.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night.